You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the building right now, we have a legend. We have a hero. We have a former Wu-Tang Clan champion. I want to do it. What's for real?
Wu-Tang Clan.
You have an album called Self-Esteem Party.
I'm a self-proclaimed pop star.
She's a self-proclaimed pop star. She's really, honestly, one of the funniest people you'll ever know to, dear to, love to, grow to, have. And you know what? These are the beautiful little imperfections of my podcast that make it what it is.
Grow to me. That's what you said.
To grow to me.
Grow to me.
You said to grow to. Once you grow to Atlanta, you don't grow to anyone else. And the premiere.
All new Dr. Phil. Their kitchen nightmare's most controversial couple. With a reputation.
Did you see that episode of Kitchen Nightmares?
I see no episodes of Kitchen Nightmares. Because I think kitchens are a nightmare because they're dirty. That's why I don't cook. I like to promote anorexia for the sake of maintaining my OCD.
I mean, her album's called Self-Esteem Party, and she's obviously got the right slant. The media is going to get behind this.
Here's the thing.
Finally, someone brave enough to champion anorexia.
Here's the thing about the media. Eat my shorts.
Ooh!
That's right, CNN! No. CNN and I are constantly tweeting at each other. What is this? What are you doing? Why is this happening to me?
I feel like the next generation needs two things going on. They need this interview with you, but they also need this episode of Dr. Phil that's being recapped.
I'm just so stressed out. Why invite a guest on a podcast to play audio clips of a TV show?
Why not eat my shorts?
This is bogus.
Atlanta's in town because she did a comedy competition, and I will
and
cut to the chase.
I lost.
Okay, so tell me more about it. What was it?
Yeah.
You don't want to disgrace the...
It was the Andy Kaufman Awards, which is amazing.
Who's he?
Not the reality.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what he's not. He's not the reality because he is dead, as it turns out.
Big reveal at the end of the show.
Yeah, what happened was they announced he was not coming because he's not alive. And here I am with my autograph book like an idiot. Oh my God. All ready for the Polaroid. Egg on my face, egg on my dick. Am I right?
Oh my God, I love that it droops from your face onto your penis.
Thank you so much.
You're so brave with your egg.
I do feel brave.
Okay, guys, I mean, it's not just a cartoon, okay? We're real friends. We've got texture. We've had excellent discussions. Just to completely take the train off of, like, the train was on, like, a fun Ahuga Express, and I was like, no, guys, it's not all just going to be rapid fire giggles, all right? No. We've had long talks about depression.
Oh, you mean talks about my life? Yeah, I'm in it.
I mean, it's
lady,
good.
I'm drowning. Listen, in this.
Here's the thing about Atlanta and I. We both came up in Toronto. We both got that YTV money.
It's long gone now, lady.
It's long gone, but
this is my impression of my depression.
YTV
always.
YTV is America's, Canada's.
YTV is America's Next Top Model. And watch out, boys, because they're going to win. Stay slim or die trying. Am I right?
That was the door closing.
Oh, is this another audio clip of a door? Okay. This is a nightmare.
I mean, so she says far, it's a nightmare, but she's boxing, like, while talking
listen,
to me.
Listen, this is what I want to know. Why play the audio clips? Why not just have me on and so we can quietly watch a whole episode of television? You clearly
That's what we're leaning towards. First of all, just to get in my head about what this process is.
I don't need to get in your head about this process. It's a podcast. There's nothing
to explain. I'm trying to tell them three different things.
All right.
I'm trying to tell
get
them.
Get me in your head.
Listen. I first met you when we were in Canada. Yep. Now we're in America, being in America. I first met you when we were chilling out in Canada.
And now we're chilling on your podcast. Am I a pop star or what? Are you going to play an audio clip? I'm going to freak out if you do. I'm going to lose it. And
Yeah, I bet it's perfect. But in that moment, it was perfect. All right. Don't make me check in with Dr. Phil.
This was a reality show that is manufactured. We were set up.
You can edit something, but you can't manufacture it. You're
He tells it like this. I don't mind putting me in my place.
Would you? Okay, say you have a boyfriend right now, but say you're like on the road doing the Andy Kaufman tour.
That's not a thing.
And you're at the Holiday Inn.
If you're asking if I'll throw down on anyone, I will.
Yeah, but no, Dr. Phil's there just like just twirling a martini around.
Yes, I would use him as a tampon. What of it?
All right. Is that the LA slang for fucking?
Ew.
I also
fuck
hate
Dr.
the way you said
Phil?
Fucking. Yeah.
Thick Dr. Phil?
Thick Dr. Phil!
I'd sooner die than put his bald ass head up my pussy.
That's not how you fuck, Alana.
Oh, really, Sabrina? You wouldn't know. You're a lesbian.
You're screaming or you're not.
And guess what? He's not. Oh, D. Phil, where are you now?
See, now you like it.
For all we know, Dr. Phil's dead. I mean, I thought Andy Kaufman was alive and egg on my dick.
Egg on your dick, but don't you feel it's kind of, I don't want to say gay. Did you just fart?
No.
Your mouth made like a sneaky little fart noise.
I fart out of my mouth. I've been farting for 30 years.
Out of my mouth? At least it's not my mouth. Egg on my pussy.
There we are. I feel like what?
Okay, I feel like...
We should talk about your lesbian wedding in Vermont and how I thought it was in New York and I bought a ticket.
Alana, instead of flying to Vermont where my wedding was, just assumed that because we were living in New York that it was in New York.
Because it was at the Archie Bunker House and I was like, classic Sabrina getting married on a set.
I mean, you don't need to give away every single detail about my wedding. I mean, all these podcast fans, they're gonna
go to the location that you're not at and do what, dude?
I mean, literally, there's no one that would go to the location, and it terrifies
me. Is anyone listening to this?
There used to be a woman named Alexandra Gajlik that emailed me every day for literally half a decade.
What? Can I ask?
That, first of all, sounded just like this.
Okay,
art
I
gotta
ask
life.
You.
Art becomes life.
How many fans do you think you have? Like what, 5, 10?
I think there's like 12 sickos that would kill me.
I'm clocking in at 2. Me and you.
No.
This Andrew guy, if I play my cards right.
There is.
Cue the nay.
Are we going to talk about anything that I wanted to talk about?
Go. You name a topic and I swear I'll talk about it.
I went upstate this weekend. It was a fucking disaster.
Great, that's
weekend,
done,
I
next.
No.
Why was it a disaster?
Okay, so Sean and I Airbnb'd our place.
Oh, God.
Went up and then went in the night. We have this cocky thing of like, we've gone on vacations before and we're just so spontaneous and we're lesbian gypsies. We're like, we don't need fucking plans. We'll just take our dog. And everyone will want us and our dog, of course. Then we get upstate, nothing. The reception's dead. I'm like looking for hot wire with dog friendly, nothing. We finally go into a murderer hotel, blood on the walls, blood everywhere, just stained towels, disgusting. I mean, I have a feeling that I'm not really like connecting with you on this story. Are you getting it? We're stranded upstate. Then, okay, so I'm going to get the real juicy points. Okay, second night we stay with a 75-year-old couple that's like just too old to be bringing me breakfast.
Back in,
don't
yeah.
do it. No, don't do it.
Yeah, back
I
in.
Was holding a beer at 1 p.m. and she walked into our room and she was like, you start early, and walked out. Like,
why
just like
did,
not
but
the
why
vibe.
Why did she walk in?
Why?
What was the motivation? What?
Oh, to tell us that we had to leave earlier than she had originally said.
She's like, you start early and you've got to leave early.
She's just one of these ladies that like, which we will
she's
all
just
become.
An early bird.
She's just one of these ladies that's like, I'm not going to apologize for the things I have to say.
Oh, I already
I'm
am.
Put them lightly.
I already am that lady. Queef,
are you?
Queef the deets to someone who gives a damn. Nay me. What was that?
You liked that one.
What was that?
That was just like when you throw something down, like say a statement that you really believe in.
I get it.
Yeah, now you get
it. Okay, so you had a terrible weekend. I'm saying, here's the thing, right? I am not a spontaneous person.
Yeah.
I pretend that
you
I
shouldn't
am.
Be. It's
except
stupid.
I just live my life steps ahead of people. So I'm like, oh, I'm so spontaneous. But like, really, I've researched where we're going. I know the menu. I know the location. Like, I just know everything because it's like, I would never go in third eye blind on anything. Oh. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. Oh, see, here we go. I guess I have my own sound effects.
I guess we all have sound effects in our own way.
Yeah, but I That stuff stresses me out for that exact reason. Because people are like, what a fun adventure. Or I go, what a fun rape. That's what happens when you don't plan. When I plan my rapes, it turns out they're consensual. So they're not rapes.
So rape really is the most terrifying thing for a woman. This is the other thing. We went to this haunted house and there was no insinuation of rape, which I'm happy about. But they were insinuating every other kind of murder. And I'm like, you guys are just pretending it doesn't exist at this point at this haunted house.
I'd say the most terrifying thing for a woman is an ingrown hair. I mean.
Feminist. Self-esteem party author Alana Johnson talks about the issues that really torture women.
You know it's hard out here for me. This is just noise. I love it.
Are they ready for change?
I want advice from you.
No, you don't. You want to argue. You want to be right.
Oh, don't you feel like that's so true for so many people?
I couldn't.
I want
more
advice for you. No, you want to argue. Here's no, you want to just like defend your position.
Are these audio clips driving me nuts? Yes. But are they dead on? Yes.
Yes, right?
And that's why they're driving me nuts, because they're calling me on my shit.
You're going to leave here a fucking changed woman from this.
I'm not leaving here. And I'm not apologizing for it either, because I'm 75 and you start early. Okay, so the weekend was a disaster.
We only hit Saturday. Sunday we leave. Okay, Sunday we leave.
I can't believe it's only Saturday.
This is just a forever trip that like we should never have taken. And the whole time we're like,
based on your Instagrams, it looked like a real snooze.
No. Instagram killed it on Instagram, obviously. All you need is a dog and some leaves and it looks like you've got a stable life.
These are the two things I could care less about.
Listen, I need to tell you the worst part. We bump into someone who I know from the past.
Oh no.
Who's mysterious, and we like catch up with her, and was an interesting time. And then this cat approaches, and we're in this backyard, and our dog starts shaking.
Our
dog starts fucking shaking like a leaf, and I'm such a fucking idiot. I'm standing with my dog. I'm smart enough to leash him, like put the leash in his harness, but he's shaking, and I'm like, cowboy, it's just a cat. Like, this cat is just sitting there, like maybe 8 feet away from cowboy. Yeah. I'm like, it's not even making noise, it's not showing its teeth. The cat lunges towards cowboy, tears at his face.
Oh my God.
At one point I see the I'm like, you know, we're all it's just like a car accident, like real quick, you don't really remember it, but like just a bumble of fur, bad, get away. And I kick the cat away, and we're all pulling cowboy away, and I can see the claw in his eye. Like,
what?
That dirty
fucking
cat.
He knew, because he was shaking. He knew.
He knew that cat's energy was like, I'm going to fuck you.
They know, dude. Like, dogs, they know shit's about to go down.
Well, that one does. I mean, he doesn't know so much shit. Like, he's not this. It's interesting.
That's interesting, because I would call your dog a know-it-all. So it is interesting that you say your dog doesn't know all the shit.
Oh, well, he eats, like, that exact same moment he was just eating
poo.
He
eats pate, yeah.
He was just eating poo, so it's hard to, like, have this deep respect for his knowledge.
Do you have as deep a conversation with your dog about depression as you do with me?
We're just stirring the pot.
Now you're just stirring the pot.
I want to know what these audio cues are labeled as. Like, got her. This ought to show them. Like,
literally, it's one
know.
Episode of Dr. Phil that I loaded to test the audio earlier. It's, if we played the whole thing, it would be 43 minutes. And it's Dr. Phil, Kitchen Nightmares, most controversial couple on the defensive.
All right,
and
I'm
in. Actually watched that episode of Kitchen Confidentials, and it's like, or most, what is it called? Like that Grant, what is the guy? Gordon Ramsay. So he like, he's like,
Hell's
you gotta
Kitchen.
Have a
Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, something like that. But it's this couple that had this company called Amy's Bakery, and they're the most psychotic. You know how like the best reality TV, to me, like one of the best things I can watch on TV, sometimes I'm sorry, like I just want to unwind, is reality TV. That's like just people that are so perfect.
People are out to lunch and
out to
literally
lunch,
in
but
this
like,
show, yeah.
But like wanting to, like what they're projecting, what they feel they're projecting is the exact opposite of what they're portraying.
My sister works. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. My sister works as.
It seems like there's some sort of movement. Oh, okay, guys. Just so you know, if you're wondering about the hearty drum and bass, it's a stomp class. That's performing.
The movement
right
that
above us.
The movement that you're hearing from me is me moving around my Air Jordan ones to
I'm
let
so
people know that I've got them. I am in an all girls comedy basketball league, and I have the shoes to prove it.
And she's
what
not.
What I don't have is the
gay.
Points on the board. I am the least gay. Just kidding. As
not
someone who's
true.
Been with a woman,
yeah.
I am the unleast gay. Some say I'm the most gay.
I'm so happy that your gay feet aren't tapping around the way to the rhythm of what
couldn't
I was
get
hearing.
Into the stomp class. Couldn't get. They went too cool a shoe. They wanted me to walk in with garbage cans on my feet, and I wouldn't do it.
And you said,
no! Ew. Right to their face.
Okay, so back on track.
Saturday dog cat fight.
Saturday, I mean, that was Sunday. And then now we took him to the vet and he's going to be fine. But it was just like a bloody fucking... I mean, like, you think you're going to take a trip upstate and it's going to be great. Don't do it. Stay in your fucking apartment. Stay in your apartment.
I would never think that that was going to work out.
Leaves change colors. Google the colors.
Yeah. That's on you. That's I gotta be honest with you. That one's on you, buddy.
But Atlanta.
So that's one. That's topic
of
one.
Now, speaking of Saturday, I do want to talk about that good brand name topic. Hot on the bees, tits, celebrity friendships, and Saturday Night Live. All right. This is the Saturday Night Live segment where we really get down and dirty with talking about what happens when you go see a taping of Saturday Night Live.
Live from New York, it's Atlanta. Yeah, that's about how I was received. That sounds about right.
At SNL?
Yeah, I walked in and I got that boo. And I thought, okay, here we go.
That's still talent to get a reaction in unison like that.
Yeah, I so we both went a week apart.
I went a week before you. To my credit, I did start the trend.
Okay, but mine was planned a few weeks ago.
All right.
To my credit.
You know what? To my credit, mine was very casual. I got a text.
If I go on IMDb, am I going to see these?
All my friends work on that show, too.
So do mine.
My friends work on that show.
So do mine.
Do you exaggerate friendships when people get successful?
My sister told me that you do that. My sister said that you confide in her. You go, oh, when one of my friends like gets something or do something, you go, they're like my best friend.
Yeah, totally.
And my sister texted me that at 2 a.m. and we went back and forth on text for an hour laughing at you and making fun of you and why would she admit that?
Why wouldn't I? Because I feel like everyone kind of does. Or when my friend fell in the subway tracks and survived it. I talked about when she was in the subway tracks or in the hospital. I was like, oh my God, my friend's in the hospital. I can't do that show. I can't go out. I can't go out on Saturday. Sashir's on Saturday Night Live, all right?
You know what's so fun? We watched the taping from Sashir's dressing room. So we both Sashir'd it, and then we got to go around in her private car. She's so nice. She was so hospitable and so welcoming.
Yeah.
So beautiful, I don't mind saying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, cue it up.
Yeah, she was so cool and texted and said, do you guys want to come? And it's so much better when the person that's in the cool position is like, hey, come be cool.
Yeah.
Rather than what I would end up eventually being is like, hey, I got any people coming in for the good old Saturday show?
My friend is, so I got Brendan from my friend that just got hired as a writer.
Her name is Allison Rich.
It is.
Really fucking funny.
You two hung out, yeah. You two had met when you were, didn't you guys meet when you were in L.A.?
I
thought you did very, because she
through
knew
you?
Who you were. Yeah, she knew who you were.
Ah.
I think she came out on one of I think we hung out one night or met up or something. The couple times, so Sabrina likes to come to Los Angeles and give me just no notice.
give me
a 24-hour window to fucking go find
her. That's the way, but when you go back to Toronto,
I always do
what
though.
You do?
No, I like to give a cool heads up.
Oh, so you just disclose that about your personality.
But right? I have to give that heads up because
I have so many friends.
No, because my whole family's there, so it's like I have to give a heads up when I'm coming home.
My system is like, if you care about me so much, like if you've got I pretty much give people a couple days notice. Because I don't want people changing their plans around. We'll just like plug in where we plug in.
Right, but you just like to give people
guys.
A couple days notice and then me no notice.
I mean, what more
that
do you
boos
want?
That booze to you. That booze to you.
Elena, what more do you want?
I want notice.
Yeah,
I couldn't be more clear about exactly what I want. I just want the notice.
You know what? We're getting tweets in right now. Elena seems like a very negative person. For someone with a self-esteem album, I would hope that she could look inwards. Oh, it's another tweet because it's look inwards and develop the part of her.
Who is tweeting this? Your two diehards?
This one goes out to my two diehards.
Guys are jealous of us. This is what you are.
You're either doing this to get attention or you're just really misguided.
Time out. Everything I do is for attention to the point where on my new album, Atlanta Unplugged, my pure electronic album, I have a
where
song
entitled.
Where
can they get it? iTunes?
It's not released yet. Drops in January. My self-esteem party was all about making people feel good about themselves, and helping them find their self-esteem. And Atlanta Unplugged is all about naming names and throwing shit down, calling it out, telling it like it is.
So
oh, yeah,
you
no
built,
one's
you
safe.
Built people up to smack them down?
Just to break them down.
Ooh,
bow
isn't that the way?
Down,
that's the way it
bitches.
Works.
Beyoncé's number one on the hit list.
Oh, shit. Thank Are you sampling some of those lyrics?
She wishes I'd sample her. She samples me.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
I hate to see people suffering, and you've hurt long enough.
Couldn't agree more.
Would you trade lives with Dr. Phil's career? Not you wouldn't have his body and wife.
No, I'd trade it with his body. Fuck the career. I want that bod.
Get that good.
It's impossible when you starve as much as I do. I'm doing the best I can, but can't wrap my head around it. Okay, so we're talking about the taping. I had a great time. We watched from the Sashir's dressing room. We went to both the writers' rooms, and then we like went inside, like watching by the stage for the musical guest. And it was amazing. The after party was amazing. The after party was amazing. And it was like the night of my life. I got far too intoxicated, and the next day was sick all day up until an hour before the show. The whole reason why I came to town.
Did you guys just stay at the place where the after party was?
And then the hotel lobby.
Oh no, the hotel lobby.
No, we went to the after party and then another after party.
Okay. It at another amazing. Place?
Yeah, location two.
Any personal homes?
Was this?
I want to be in like a famous personal pad.
I'd love to be in it. Oh, I actually hang out. I have a couple personal party pads in Los Angeles that I hang out in.
What kind?
I'm friends with Aaron McGathy, who's engaged to Dan Harmon. They've got a beautiful home together, and she's very hospitable. She throws these amazing girl parties that are like themed, like mermaid party and stuff like that. And she throws the most spectacular parties. And
it's
she's
like
such a great host.
Amazing home.
She makes these amazing cakes. It's like nothing I've ever seen
okay,
in my life.
What about
she's
the
so
home?
Good.
Come on, what
the home's
home?
Amazing, and she like helped decorate it and
got
all that
stuff. There?
Is there a pool? No, but there's this like, there's this backyard with this barbecue, and the backyard has all these like steps that goes all the way up, and then there's steps in the front yard just to get up to the house, and it's beautiful, and she's made it. Her and Dan have made it really homey, and it's very
cool.
I love being
I mean, like,
there.
It's one of those things, too, where...
It's great. And they're so nice.
Not to sound cheesy or whatever, but, like, we... there isn't this system, this star system in Canada, so...
We are the star system, and we left.
Yeah, well, that you just can't get to that.
Because we don't have superpower buildings. We just don't... We can't pump people out like that. And because everything in Canada is government-funded, there is no way to cruise in with all that kind of money, and it takes that money to build a star, and
yes.
We are just incapable of that. We're basically communist comedians in Canada. Like, we're all on the same level. Helena! Oh my god!
Hey everybody, this is Helena coming to you live. It's NGTV. It's
where
it's at. In a studio today. It's big news. We're gonna get him. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lil Bay. What's the name of the bay?
That video is called Helena ...
Alana. That's how creative I get with my characters.
Yeah, you put that H spice on that shit.
You were, now that was one of the no notice. We both happened to be in Toronto. We discovered it that we were in Toronto.
I was
and
really
in one,
hungover.
And in one day, I managed to nab Sabrina for this video. I got a college humor grant to make that video. And what a stroke of luck. I was there for my comedy partner's wedding, for Pat Thornton's wedding, and we had this like amazing 2-hour window that we could get each other to
do this
video, and it was
that
amazing,
you guys were
dude!
And the guy that made it
Jared
was
Sales.
Jared Sales.
Oh my God.
So
there's
talented.
No one better. There's really no one better for like all the graphics and everything, and he's so fast. He's so,
what
and so
cool.
nice, and he's
the
most beautiful wife,
one.
And they're expecting a baby, and it's wonderful.
This one goes out to Jared Sales. That's for you.
He's gonna love that shit.
He's
gonna
love
that shit.
Too much of that one. Too much of that one. All right, that you know what that means. That sound effect means we gotta get deep. We gotta get dark. We gotta get dirty. What you got in your cradle?
Okay, not a baby, and that's my problem. It's empty.
Are you gonna have a kid?
I'm empty. No, God no. The madness ends here. I do have a song coming out called "Unattainable Me," that marriage is not for me, and that I'm not gonna have a baby because the madness ends here. Like, I'm done passing this fucking bipolar shit on or whatever
you
it is.
Don't feel that
I believe
way.
In nurture versus
you
nature
love
no 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 oh I will own and operate a child, make no mistake, but it's I'm not fucking popping it out of this puss. Look how tight my body is. It took me three years, dude, to cruise in on this shit.
You
think I'm gonna
bust it? It took you 3 years to craft that?
Yo, guy, straight up.
No, started, but, you, with, but it's been 3 years of you having it.
Well, here's what I'm gonna. This is how it started, actually. Let's talk depression.
Yeah.
So I started my pursuit of physical fitness actually started as a means of getting off of antidepressants.
Okay.
And my doctor, I'm living in Canada and just drowning in the winter. I just could never handle it, and I really can't. Still can't. And so the way that my doctor and I went about it was. It started with leaving the house for 5 minutes a day. So I was living at my parents' condo at the time. And I had, like, this is when I was making YTV money. I had sick money.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, YTV. But I moved in with my parents because I was just...
Oh, God. I didn't want that.
You know what?
There.
You
want
to get deep? No. And then you bust this shit out. I'm not going to sit here and open myself up to your fucking bunk-ass audio cues.
That was supposed to be shout-out to YTV.
Your didgeridoo.
Literally, that was a mistake. I can tell you that was a mistake.
I don't believe.
Okay,
you.
But you were just saying YTV money. I want to give it like a blow, but then I got this. There we go.
Okay. So,
So you were making good money at that time, but you were still feeling dark.
I moved in with my parents. I was like, I can't even take care of myself.
but it was because triggered by, like, I mean, the winter was what brought all of the dark thoughts.
It's something I've struggled with my whole life. It's my highs are highs and my lows are lows, yeah. And I always felt. I think this was why. I say this isn't the life that I chose, but the life that chose me. Thank you so much, Jay-Z, for comedy, because I'd always felt off. I literally always felt off my entire life. And I'm sure a lot of comics can relate to that. But this was like a particular, like, I mean, 3-4 years I couldn't get out of this shit. And it's not that I didn't have moments of joy. I mean, I always was happy to perform and I loved my friends. And you and I, we had so many good times. We all did, like.
Well, of course, but it's not about the moment.
Exactly. If it wasn't for you and Matt Foley and Mae Martin, Kayla Lorette, my sister Allison Johnson, Mariana Kahuri, like if it wasn't for this, Anessa Frantaski, if it wasn't for this crew, Dan Gallia, I wouldn't have survived. I really, like you guys were, you were my sanity. And fucking terrible job you did. God, I lost my mind. So thanks for nothing. But anyway, so you know, I started going to I reached out to my doctor being like, this is like, you gotta get me out of this. So it started with having to leave my house for 5 minutes a day. So I would leave, I would take the elevator down, I would sit outside on a bench right outside the condo, time 5 minutes, and then go right back in.
Oh my God.
Then over time I moved to Los Angeles. This was in between second and third season of the show. And I started just with walking outside in the sun for 30 minutes. Very slow, casual walk, just listening to music. Then eventually I started to do yoga. Then eventually I joined a gym and so on and so forth. And it was not about trying to lose weight. It didn't become any of that about muscle. It was like I just felt better. And it was the fact that, and this is what my doctor said, it's the fact that you... It's you showing that you're worth it. Every day that you wake up and you leave the house or you do that for yourself, if you do nothing else all day, if you just went into your home and you never left, you have done something for yourself to say, I'm worth it. I'm worth any kind of effort. And that was something I've hung on to for 3 years. Some days, man, it's the only thing that like has kept me going to be like, well, at least I'm doing something.
That's
because
good
it's
one.
Hard, yeah.
That's
so good. So then, and then it just, and then the results very slowly and very gradually. Like, I mean, you know, I did lose some weight, like easily 25 pounds. But again, this was over the course of 3 years. It wasn't like in a month or something. Because anything you lose or gain that quickly, vice versa, will happen. But it changed my life. And now, like, I'm addicted to the endorphins. And I only work out 45 minutes a day.
You just came from working out. What were you doing?
So I don't, you know, because I'm visiting, I don't have a gym. So I'm staying at Allison's house. So I showed her some workouts because now she's got this crazy schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, she can't get to the classes or stuff that she wants to do. And so I showed her this at-home stuff, and it's kind of like some on-the-spot cardio, like, you know, jumping jacks and stuff like that, high-intense cardio. No, I kind of put it together myself. I mix it up every day, but just different things like,
really?
You know, I do like 400 push-ups a day. I do, like, if I'm at the gym.
No.
If I'm at the gym, I'm doing.
400 push-ups?
Oh, yeah. If I'm at the gym, not in a row, obviously, but yeah, 400. Baby, look at this shit. Come on.
What the fuck?
I'm in it to win it. But, you know, I'll do weights like, oh, my God, I eat lunch 95 pounds. I can squat like 145 like it's and bench it. Like, but I worked up to all that stuff. But I do a lot of at-home stuff, too, because you can't always make it to the gym. So we'll do high-intense cardio for 15 minutes. I just showed her some, like, squat stuff and like butt exercises, and then we just did this ab ripper X like for abs and stuff like that. But it just, even just doing like 40 minutes, I feel better.
I feel like it's really bad for you.
What is?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, I feel amazing.
Like all this workout, I feel like at the end of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to continue.
I didn't work out the last 2 days because I was like feeling sick and all this stuff. And like I woke up this morning kind of like really irritable, kind of in a bad mood. And then, you know, we worked out because I usually work out in the morning. And now after this workout, I feel like a million bucks because it does endorphins. Yeah. You're addicted to them. So even just getting active, it's not about going to the gym. Even
it's
if I go for a hike
body.
Or I walk, like just anything. And it changed my life. It changed my mood. It changed my comedy, man. I'm literally lighter on my feet, like because of this. It changed my comedy. I up my game. I have more energy than I've ever had in my life, which is insane coming from me.
All right, I buy the tape. I'm buying your tape.
$599 today only.
$599
today only. So yeah, so that's it. That's my fitness. That was my bout of getting out of depression, and of course therapy. Like obviously, I can't stress that enough. Like, you know, I think everyone.
But that's something that everyone can. I mean, it's so you. I was just catching up with a friend, and we're talking about we're like this friend that, you know, when you catch up with a friend and you're like, well, all of our mutual friends, let's just put them on the table and let's sort of like beat the shit out of them.
Oh, buddy, name names.
Let's just verbally.
I came here to name names.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you kind of show concern for people and these, like, you, well, all of your friendships, you've got people that struggle with this, or you see them now bird's eye view over your whole like 10-year friendship, and you're like, oh shit, maybe that person just is just the crutch, or that is just the way their life is going to be. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, to be 100% honest, I know my life is better when I work out.
Yeah.
And I haven't been working out for the past couple weeks, and like it's a true thing. So I guess I just outed myself for feeling guilty for like criticizing maybe. And at the same time, like, if you're going to criticize, then look at the things that you can do.
But here's the thing. It's okay. It's like, that's what life is. It goes in and out. Like, you know, if you're not doing it, sometimes there's like a reason for not doing it. And again, for fitness, that worked for me because I respond very well to energy levels, because I've always been a little turned up, and I, you know, I definitely have my own chemical imbalance, so having those endorphins levels me out.
Yeah.
And I think for other people, they have them naturally more than I do, so I need that. But for other people, it's things like meditation. I've also been meditating. Things like,
can you
reading.
Actually tune into the other galaxy? Get your whole mind into just tuning out.
You know what? That's hard for me to like.
Or it's not tuning out, it's tuning in.
Exactly. So I do this meditation called the body scan. And because for me, if it's just like clear your mind, right now at this point in time, it's impossible for me to do that. My mind is so fast. It's so
manic. Cut to Alana's mind right now.
This is what hurt you. It's the publicity that hurt you guys. You guys are jealous of us. This is what you are. You and all the guys, all the people who try to attack us.
We're not.
Everyone's
exactly,
jealous of me and everyone's trying to attack
exactly
me.
Exactly what's going
the
on.
The Middle
in your
Eastern
mind.
Man that lives in my mind is
everyone
is up
jealous.
In everybody, my friend, everybody jealous of me. This is all my cousins. It's like, seriously, Sabrina and I have like a Mideast connection. It's,
looking for media. Yeah. We're not media whores for this situation. If we had been introduced to the world properly on the right foot by someone like Oprah Winfrey or Martha Stewart, who could show...
Oh my God, this lady's so crazy.
My biggest problem is that Oprah Winfrey and Martha Stewart have introduced me to no one. And right now, that's my biggest problem with the both of them. That's my beef.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, people are just so unaware of...
But, so here's the thing, Sabrina. What you're saying, like, you feel bad about not working out. For other people, that's the equivalent of not having done a live show in a while. That's something else I feel. If I haven't done a live show in a few weeks...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm like, I feel weird, and then I'm like, I look at my Google Calendar, and I'm like, oh, you haven't done a show in 3 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
So it's different for everyone. You can't beat yourself up. That just happened to be one routine for a while that you fell into. Now you're into this weird upstate routine. You know, it's not working for me. I do think your new pursuit of dogfighting is not working. I do think you need to change it up, but good on you for trying.
New pursuit of dogfighting. I don't want to do a dog fight. I don't want to
I gotta
do dog
be honest
fights.
With you. Your cue started strong. I think you're way off the mark now, dude. I mean, these like galaxy sounds are like, you're like, do you tune into another galaxy?
We got someone at the door.
No one gives a fuck.
I'm made for like that 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. drive. That's the vibe of podcast, right? Yeah, that's what makes a podcast successful.
From 6 to 8 a.m., you're incoherent and it's just noise.
No, Lana, I can't stand to not be in this energy right now.
Yeah, for me, let's bring it down.
For me, let's just bring it
down. Let's talk about where we're going to go get at the Marshalls after the podcast.
We record this really close to a Marshalls. And if you know Marshalls, you know they've got quality deals at quality prices.
We are going to get in there, get a purse at an eighth of the cost.
That's just the ambient effect of a person walking into Marshalls.
What a nightmare. Dude, this is terrible.
No.
You're losing.
That was not the correct vibe. And you know what? You manifest what you say into this microphone, so you take it back.
I've been doing a lot of my own sound effects.
I know that. We're calling my mom soon, so if you have any questions for my mom.
Can we call my mom?
No. Andrew?
Can we get our moms on the... He's out. Look, Andrew's even Andrew out. No, walked Andrew away from
get,
this.
Because he knows that we need to get the snow globe. Which, interestingly, when I was coming here on the subway, I saw an older Asian man that had this product that it was what we use when we plug my mom into the show. We use a snow globe microphone.
Georgia Brooks is drunk at a bar. I'm on a podcast.
It is very early in LA. Don't you think it's a little... You girls start early.
Oh, and it still is early. It's only 4:41.
Guys, tweet in if you think drinking before 10 a.m. is early. How you don't drink a lot.
I can't. Well, I used to drink a ton.
And then you just got tired of it.
And then I got, like, I stopped because, well, remember I was hospitalized and my liver was fucked up for like 2 years. Yeah. So I stopped. Always going hard on the drugs, I don't mind saying. Stomp it out. But, anytime, any day, I'll do. I'm so sorry. And this is a terrible thing to admit, but yeah, I'll throw down on any drug anytime. I mean, yeah, okay.
What's the worst drug you've tried?
Oh, that's not.
You don't want to do it?
That's not.
I did ecstasy.
Yeah, ecstasy, 100%. But like,
but my wife has done crack.
Damn.
Shauna's done everything.
I'm not. No, I haven't coked out. I haven't cracked out.
Don't touch coke. Coke makes everyone bad.
People do coke to be me. Straight up.
Straight up.
Let me know. Okay, wait. Georgia's texting in. Georgia, give me a shout out. I'm literally reading these texts right now.
We've literally said your name 100 times, honey. Shout out to Georgia Brooks.
Georgia Brooks, my roommate. I love Georgia, man. Georgia.
What makes a good roommate?
Not home.
That's her coming in at 4 a.m.
MIA. You want to be a good roommate to me? MIA.
Is that what she does? She's MIA?
Dude, that chick hustles. She's not working. She's twerking.
Shit. So she's stripping?
She on a strip. No, Georgie is an amazing roommate because we aren't home a lot at the same time, so we miss each other all the time. So then when we are home, we're like, ooh, do you want to watch Vampire Diaries? Do you want to watch the originals? Do you want to watch Pretty Little Liars? So it's fun because when we do get, we're like really into each other because we haven't maxed out on one another. And I love living with her. Easily the best roommate I've ever had. No offense to everyone.
I can tell that she pays the bigger split of the rent.
No, I do, because I bought her out for that parking spot. I'm no fool.
Yeah. Elena Johnston, no but fool.
I pity the fool.
I mean, okay.
I think Andrew died, much like Andy Kaufman.
I think I'm going to just make sure he knows that we
I'll keep talking. Here's my review about the podcast thus far. Honestly, falling short. I thought I was going to come in here, no snacks, right out of the gate. I came in here to smack on some food in this mic. Should I not still be talking about myself? I'm going to actually confide in the listeners about my friendship with Sabrina Jalees. Sabrina is the king. When I was in town 2 years ago, maybe three, no, 2 years ago, two and a half, auditioning for a very prestigious show, probably the most exciting moment of my life. I texted Sabrina on a no notice saying that I was in town, and she came to my hotel and sat with me for like 7 hours to help me prep for the audition, to take me to get lunch. She forced me to eat because I couldn't do it because I was so nervous. And that is a true friend. Then she invited me to her wedding, and I went to her wedding, and it was amazing. And this chick has shown up for me time and time again. And she's one of my most favorite friends. It's just someone she gives me no notice and I will drop everything to see her. Other Canadians come to town giving me weeks of notice and they're in town for weeks on end and I purposely don't see them. It's a game I play called Slug City and how do you avoid their secretion. And I don't do that with Sabrina. And I gotta say, ma'am, okay, she's back. Oh, bring her in. Yes.
Do you think that you told a story that was good and I'm going to keep it?
Yeah, I talked about how much I love you.
There's no need to delete anything?
No, I talked about how you pulled through for me when I was auditioning for a fun show and you showed up at my hotel and you really came through for me, man.
I love you.
I love you.
Did you say you love me?
I did.
I said it in the tone as if you said, I love you, but I think that you kind of did in so many words.
Yeah, I do. What are you doing? What's that globe?
We're going to talk to my mom through it.
Great.
We're calling her.
Great.
Let's see here.
Phone number 416.
Oh, no. We need to call her cell phone. All right.
We can call my mom, too, as well.
Do you want to?
No.
Really?
She'll upstage us both. It's not a good idea.
No, we should call her.
Shit. Hello?
Mom?
Yeah?
Hey, Kara.
Oh, hi, Bina.
You didn't know who it was at first?
I'm almost at home.
Okay, calm down.
I forgot about it, but here I am.
Here you are, and you look beautiful.
How do you know?
You were giggling as you were saying you forgot about it, so it sounds like there's a lot of, energy going on with you.
Hi, Miss Jalise.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to Samir, and he got a call, and he said he'll call me back in a minute, so I thought it was him.
You know what? I am kind of
but
concerned.
Then, as I heard your voice, I remembered that, we had arranged that, and I completely forgot about it.
Well, you know what? I guess that just goes to prove that everyone can forget things, and everyone can be a little bit irresponsible sometimes.
Exactly. Yes, that's how it is. Anyways, how are you, girls?
We're doing great. Alana just told a long story about loving me.
She's amazing. Great work.
About what?
Nothing you could relate to. Mom, okay. To be 100% honest, I'm a little bit concerned that now that Samir's opened the store Good Neighbor in Toronto and Leslieville, Good Neighbor at Queen and Carla, I think that I had an advantage with you guys because I had like this good career stuff going on. Now he's got this good career stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you love me?
Are you jealous?
Come on, Bina.
Come on.
Are you drunk?
You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about anything, Bina, okay?
You'll love us equally?
Exactly, yes.
What about me?
Yeah.
I
love you too. I googled your name and I was a little bit shocked.
Why?
Well, go and google the name. There's other people with that name.
Porn stars?
Escort. Some escort lady.
Yeah, www.alana.com
is a
porn site.
It's really, it's true.
It is.
True.
She's right. It
no
is.
No wonder you're in such a good mood,
man. I was at the wedding. I was at Sabrina's wedding.
Yeah, I know she told me, but I was trying to find a picture of mine, but I couldn't find one.
Oh, I'm gorgeous.
Anyways, but I was Googling you, and go and Google, there's somebody there, eh?
I know. Well, she just said that it's a porny.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm so glad you love porn so much, Mom.
It was funny. It was just funny, yeah.
We really are. We would be having a very different conversation right now.
It's
Mom?
It's not even such, the way you spell your first name is not that common.
Yeah.
A-L-A-N-A.
Yeah.
Mom, do you have any topics that you'd like to discuss today?
Well, you said maybe we can talk about our upcoming trip, the one that fell into the water for you.
Oh, yeah. There was a mistake fare on Priceline, and my wife, me, my parents, that's the way I bill things. You're supposed to leave me for the end, but I say my wife, me, and my dad and my mom all got this $130 trip that goes from JFK to Milan, Prague to Tokyo, $130. And my parents and Sean and I are going on it. And I'm staying for the New York Comedy Festival. I'm doing a show at Union Hall on November 6th.
I saw that. Sabrina, I'm trying to tweet on you right now, but my phone's... No. Girl. I've been trying to tweet this whole time, but my phone keeps... It's so busted. It keeps resetting. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what? The key to a successful podcast is having a lot of balls in the air. And currently, we've got about 17. One of them, Alana's trying to tweet me. Number two, my mom's trying to talk about... You guys are going to Thailand, right? Mom?
Yes, yeah. That'll be the end, yeah. At the end, we're going to Thailand, yeah.
Is Thailand dangerous right now?
We're going to Milan. I mean, we're going to Italy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And in Italy, we'll go to visit my niece who lives between Milan and Genova. And then we're going down to an area called Cinque Terre.
That's racist.
It's a heritage.
That's Chinese.
Yeah, and Portofino. It's very famous. It's beautiful. I mean, I've never been there, but it's supposed to be the most beautiful place anyways. And then we'll go to Prague for a few days, and then we'll go to Tokyo for a few days, and then we'll go to Thailand for 1 week, and then we'll come home and we'll be totally exhausted.
I mean, this is going to be an epic trip. Do you think that we might meet up in Japan?
Definitely, yes. Yes, we'll meet, and in Thailand too. You might want to stay a bit longer in in Japan if you want. And then, you know, there'll be 1 week in Thailand. You know,
you're going to be in Bangkok for a week?
Well, we have a place in Bangkok for a week, but we may, you know, make one trip outside of Bangkok. I'm not sure yet. I have to start looking into these things because, you know what? In 3 weeks, we'll be in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this has been a glamorous talk. I'm sure the podcast listeners will be trying to chase you and find you. If they do, one picture only and from the left angle of mom's face.
To the left.
Okay.
All right. I love you very much,
Dina.
Mommy.
Love you.
Love you too, both. Bye.
Love you
Bye.
For the cameras. Bye. I love you for the cameras. I mean, she just thinks she can ride on her travel tips.
I mean, for God's sake.
Just her itinerary.
Just
to close this out, my father, something was written. Oh, no, wait, hold on a second. I've got a voicemail from my father that I'd like to play. Because sometimes you use the internet and you are like something bums you out. This is the exact moment that my father realized that the internet is not always like good things. This is the first time he realized like there's evil on the internet.
Okay.
And he called me 4 times and left this message last Friday.
Hey, Bina, it's Dad. Go to this blog.to and go down and read the comments. The first 2 comments are real bad. Some jerk is, you know, talking bullshit. So I want you to slap him around a little bit. Go and read it and then. See what you can come up with to answer him. Bullshit. But the other comments are really good, and the whole thing is really nice.
This one goes out to friendship, parents, family, exercise. Alana, I fucking love you.
I love you too.
Bum diddy bum dum.
Wah.
Stone cold. Don't you know you are my heartache?
I wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend.
Fooling around and chasing old mistakes. You'll be screaming out for more when I'm halfway at the door someday. Give me 10 to count of 4, cause I know you wanna hear me say. Take off your clothes and touch the lips that you'll be kissing.